for the first time, it's possible to predict how changes in management that it could affect oil palm yield and environmental impacts at the same time. And so before deciding any management action, it'll be possible to see what sort of trade-off there might be between the two. So in the past, it's been growers have known pretty well how management will affect the yield because that's the thing most important to them. It's been just about impossible for people to work out how effects on the environment will play out, impossible to measure all those effects. Whereas this research has given us a tool, it's a model which describes how the crop grows, and so you can do some predictive scenarios with it.
How would you see this affecting the future development of the industry and addressing in particular the issues that are raised frequently by environmentalists who are essentially opposed to the whole idea of oil palm cultivation?
Yeah, well, oil palm is a really important vegetable oil crop in the world, and there are concerns with it and with any agricultural crop. It can be grown poorly or well. I suppose one of the most contentious things is how much do you grow and where do you grow it? And this tool isn't anything to do with that. That's a really important question that people have to decide. And it's really important that, you know, the landowners get properly involved in that and get benefits. And there's a lot of contention about those things, but that's not what we're tackling. What we're tackling here is how the crop is grown itself. Being a tree crop, it can be grown really environmentally sustainably in the tropics. So you don't cultivate the soil, and it doesn't require huge inputs of things like pesticides and fertilizers like some vegetable crops do, for example. So it can be grown well, but it's just a matter of having tools to help growers do that. Like with all agriculture, we're becoming much more smarter in terms of using more information, more data, and this helps you bring together the data you have to make better decisions.
Does this research and the findings that have come from it, are they in any way likely to impact on the forests being taken out in order to be replaced with oil palms? Because that's the most controversial issue, isn't it? When we talk about optimising production, that suggests to me that maybe you could do more with less.
Yeah, that's right. So it's really the holy grail, I suppose, is to produce lots of food on a small area of land without impacting the environment adversely on that bit of land. So that's what this is aiming at doing. And already oil palm is very productive in terms of vegetable oil, so it produces about between 3 and 10 times as much as any alternative crop for producing vegetable oil. So it's already a good crop. You know, it produces a lot on a small area of land. But if you can intensify it more, produce more with less impact on the same bit of land, that's really where, you know, everyone's aiming. So this tool's about managing nitrogen in particular. Well, it helps you manage nitrogen. And nitrogen is an element which is really important for the crop and really important for the environment.
Can you see a situation where, as a result of what this research has come up with, that there will be a rethink within the industry?
I think one of the things that's come out of the research that's been most important is that the importance of collecting data on climate and the soil type. And I think in the future, people growing oil palm will realise that it's important to get that data. And if you do, and this is just basic, like, you know, daily rainfall, for example, is a really important effect on these things. And if you collect that data, then you can use this tool to predict how things will change in the future. So I think that's probably the main impact it'll have, is that we'll be collecting more data.
Therefore, the other points that you've raised, I mean, are those aspects that could be addressed in the future through further research, particularly in terms of the amount of land that oil palm cultivation takes up?
Yeah, so in fact, this research, a really important part of it to build up this model that's used, a really important part of it was done in Papua New Guinea by scientists in the PNG Oil Palm Research Association. What they did was run long-term field trials, which they took thousands and thousands of measurements over the years, and that's what allowed us to build the model. And that sort of research is really essential in you know, improving the way the crop's managed.
And on the question of transparent and fair agreements with landowners, I mean, that is such a critical issue in Papua New Guinea. If this research can lead to more of those, it's going to have an enormous impact.
Yeah, I mean, the research doesn't address that question at all, despite the fact it is a very important question. Yeah, so the research is about managing the crop better.
But presumably the fact that you have this tool in place that will help manage the crop, I mean, that can be form part of a negotiation, as it were, it would seem to me, because it's all, in the end, it's all about how you actually go about producing the product, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. So people have to, landowners have to be satisfied that they'll get a decent income and also that the environment won't be damaged. And part of that is managing the nutrients in the system. So you don't want the nutrients running out to the rivers and affecting the rivers. And that's really important for landowners. So this understanding and better management of the environmental impacts and the production at the same time is very important for landowners.
Now, I note you have been quoted as saying that your personal passion is in support of sustainable management of land and water. You clearly believe that what's come out of this research is heading in the right direction in terms of sustainably managing oil palm production, but a lot more to be done. I mean, how long do you think it will be before we get to the point where it's an industry that is slightly less controversial than it is now?
I think it's becoming less controversial already because some of the biggest opponent voices you'll find are now actually promoting smallholder oil palm in places like Indonesia because they recognise that it's an important income producer and that to have conservation of forests, people need to have an income. And so over the last couple of years, conservation organisations have realised and been promoting the fact that you need economic development to have good conservation. Yeah, agriculture is part of that. Agriculture is the best way for many people to get an income. It's the only way for many people to get an income. So it's important to do it well.